answered that you have got idea of the sadhu, that a sadhu will fly away from the human society and retire into some solitary place, and there may be a beggar, and in this life also may be a beggar, even may be murdered because of my king's position. All these things, I am a scholar, the next I may be a madman. This one brilliance, a good scholar, an international fame, brilliance philosopher. Many world conference he attended, but in the last stage he became mad. A scholar, next moment may be mad. So in this world, no value, permanent value of any attainment. But our venerable connection with Krishna, that is from the soul to the super soul, the soul's connection in the eternal plane, that has got, however slight, but still it is substantial, it is real. Others are all flickering, temporary, hoaxing, no help. And the movement of coming birth and death. We are moving within birth and death in this world. But that all relative positions are illusory. Now it is, next moment it is not. But the soul to super soul, soul is real, super soul is real, and any friendship or any connection with that, it is permanent. So however bright may be this prospect of this illusory world, that must be ignored for the slight connection of the soul's brain to a super soul. Such importance we must give to our whole life, in all the activities, they may be influenced by this form. Which is sudhulajaro. What is from the relative consideration? From the worldly consideration is good or bad. Dvaita bhadra bhadragan. When dvaita means we have separate conception, not organized whole, connected with the absolute, not universal, but provincial, local, interest. Bhadra bhadragan. Calculation from the local or provincial interest, good, bad, all false, no value. The paramount power will come and smash this provincial. If there is one, in the second war time, in England, when they apprehended the greatest attack from Hitler after France was crushed, there was some ordinance, all individual properties came to the Prime Minister. An ordinance was all the properties of all, good, big or small, all came to the state. Individual ownership was abolished for the time being. Because anywhere, any preparation for the defense may be taken. For that view, the whole individual rights were given away to the state. That's such. So all our acquisitions, this local interest, provincial interest, they have got no value from the standpoint of the absolute interest. Dvaita bhadra bhadragan. Any moment the absolute interest may come and demolish these local transactions. So, dvaita bhadra bhadragan sab monodharma. It is mental speculation, mania. It is all mania. But from the absolute consideration what is truth, that is ever truth, no unchangeable truth. That may have vilas, have play, the change of play, that is not death, lila. That is lila. pestilence that may come back again in this way. Your point's clear?
He's not here.
He's gone.
Who? Omiya?
Yes.
Put the question on the press. Because I did not like the question. Interruption.
No, Govinda Maharaj calls
him. Call of Govinda Maharaj?
Yes.
A totally. Practical comp. This is theoretical. Hare Krishna Govind. Nidhai Govind Hare Govind. Janisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagati samyami. Yasyam jagati bhutani sarisha pasyatu muni. There is a world, ordinary people are fully awake there. In their own interest there. But there are others, they do not find any interest in that worldly life. They dive deep and awaken in some other world. And they have got their all interest in that plane. Hare Krishna. Awaken in the world of soul and awaken in the world of matter. Hare Krishna, Gaud Hari Bhagavad, Gaud Hari Bhagavad. How much our attraction to Krishna will be that we may be taken to His real connection. That should be our all concern. What the others will do, fabricating this conspiracy, this, that may be ignored for our own interest. But according to the capacity, according to the stage of realization, everything varies. No buddhi bhedam janai dogyanam karma sanyam. Karmatpan, past varnasram karma. Then, to be very particular, to give up the result to Krishna, to offer the result of all the duties towards Krishna. Then to give up wholesale and jump into the service of Krishna, gradually advancing according to one's own stage of realization, it will work. The advices will be suitable and work. Krishna says to teach the people, I have also to undergo, to practice their duties. Utsi Deyu Rime Doka Nokujyan Karma Chedaham. Sometimes I have to take the, imitation for their activity, to save them, to help them in their position. So Krishna also comes here sometimes. He engages himself in worship. Krishna also worship. So many deities, father, mother, all Brahmins, they also washing the feet of the Brahmins to teach them in their lair, their plane. So, different stages of civilization. No buddhi bhedam jamai dogyanam. But ultimate things are of this type. Progress, elimination and acceptance. Progress means elimination and acceptance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that free will. Always be open, our free will. Free understanding, always be open to receive new light. New idea, that must be tasted by the criteria. Hare Krishna, Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes. Who?
Dadhar.
Dadhar.
I have a few confusing thoughts. in my head.
What did that say?
Trying to serve the absolute good.
Yes.
In Malaysia, I think.
In
Malaysia.
Yes.
Many many nice things happening.
Yes.
But at the same time, the resistance is very great.
From the?
From Hansaduta.
Oh.
And so I'm wondering, sometimes the sentiments are mixed in my head. To keep going, every time they produce some insult, it seems that Krishna supplies more reciprocation from the public, more preaching opportunities. But my presence there is an irritation to them. So I wonder which is the better service for Krishna, to go on preaching or to consider that they are also preaching Krishna consciousness and to relinquish the field to them.
What do you find in your heart that the type of your preaching is purer, or that type of preaching is purer? How your heart responds, your conscience responds to your activity?
I think by your grace, our preaching is more mature.
More mature.
And theirs is more immature. But I don't say that they are not preaching Krishna consciousness.
Yes, but in the consideration of position, you find, you can understand that your attempt is more sincere and the purest type. Is it? Now,
I could not say that. They are very sincere, but I just think that their preaching is a little...
Only the quality of their preaching is of lower standard.
No, not as mature a standard of preaching. Their preaching is more obligatory.
More?
As a duty.
Obliging the public to serve Krishna. Whereas our preaching, somehow, by your mercy... Our preaching is...
With the karma book distribution, and you can give the idea which is within the book.
Yes, yes.
So, of greater and higher level,
yes.
Your preaching.
Yes.
And they are only distributing the books and inviting them and making friendship with them in this way.
Yes, they have...
And your level have the, in the higher way.
Their conception is more like it's a club or a society of this Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Our conception is more that it is individual necessity.
Oh. More nearer to ideal, more abstract to a spiritual ideal. And they are more in the material success.
I think.
Diplomacy, dollar, all these things. Society, social.
Yes.
And yours ontological, more ontological, and theirs attempt more social.
I feel that way.
But now, what do you like? They are in such a fighting position, you want to go on. Or you may have your field of action somewhere else. Hansarud Maharaj, he has taken you to me.
Yes.
You have got some obligation to him. And whether under his direction his subordinates are doing something wrong to you, or he does not know, the local authorities are giving some resistance to your activity. What do you think about that?
I think he is condoning.
He is concerned.
He is condoning the irritation.
Their attempt is corroborated by, directed and corroborated.
I think corroborated, maybe not directed, but they feel the irritation.
Whatever they do, he gives consent, approval. Now, what do you think If you like, you can change your field of preaching, of activity. In London, a center is established. Then in San Jose, he has got a very big preaching center. In South Africa, Bharati Maharaj, he was attempting, but now he is a little depressed for want of assistance proper. Then other places also where service of your type, type of scholarship may be well utilized. You consider it Akhyananda Maharaj and our Goswami Maharaj and Madhavpuri Maharaj and this Aranya Maharaj, etc. And then inform me what you'd like to do, how energy should be best utilized with less hitch, with its calm. Less hitch and more activity. Relief work, I first told, the our object is like a relief work, starting a relief work. Disappointed, those disappointed, dejected, no place in the ISKCON, still they are sincere, hankering for Mahaprabhu and the Krishna and Swami Maharaj. How we shall try to help them in our sincere way. And so if any hitch we don't want, if still if any collision comes, we shall try to tolerate it as much as possible and go on with our relief work. There is not a new creation, but to help the real movement of Swami Maharaj from the ontological standpoint. To keep up the ontological standard of Swami Maharaj's mission with something more little added, and that is Madhura Rasa. Not so much cultured by him, but perhaps for the social position of the foreign country. That may be undermined. The social position is such that Madhura Rasa may be dishonored as the custom of the country. So he perhaps won. But as we are giving the mantra, but we do not go to analyze the meanings of the mantra very much. Only selected few. In this way we have to say there is something, but we must approach very, very carefully. It is there on our head. In this way, keeping harmony with the mantra and the other advices in Bhagavatam and Charitamrita Mahaprabhu. They are fully engaged in that. But respectable distance that should be kept. And never we shall think that we can walk over that plane. And it is just over our head. In this way we have to teach, but there are such things, harsh things like that. So you consult with your friends and select about your field of work, preaching. Height is not very desirable. Relief. That. And we must be up to the spirit of toleration we must have.
The field has grown so intense in the last few months. The activity is very nice. There's so much to do.
Very successful. So many.
Very successful.
Are favorable. Many men are favorable to you. But you have got some substantial thing to give to them.
Yes.
But they have got only book distribution and no intellectual food or religious food.
They just have some loyalty that they are pushing like this. But since I returned to Malaysia, you
anyhow, wherever you would go, you will find your field amongst the intellect. So, Malaysia, London may be a higher field for you. Many people of high caliber may appreciate your characteristic of preaching. Recently, our Akkayananda Maharaj, Madhavpuri Maharaj, and others, they went there and preached. But Madhavpuri Maharaj also delivered lectures in some universities there. The Parvat Maharaj, that Asam Maharaj, they also once held up elite preachers everywhere. In many places, your preaching may have may be welcome. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj,
yes.
It seems even though we are working in the spirit of relief, they take it as a fight or a competition with them. How can we overcome that?
They feel threatened.
Who are you?
Giri Maharaj.
Giri Maharaj. That will help us to particularly look for another plane. The decision, the absolute decision will come from higher plane. It will help us to search for the higher plane more intensely. Whether the path I have taken is only imagination or there is reality there, that Krishna is everything, he protects his devotees. All this imagination, theoretical, or it is real. We must make experiments with this truth in our own life, and then we'll make progress step by step. Such test will come, will be extended to us by Krishna himself. You have faith in me as absolute, or in any other potency, that they are master. Only deep, when you speak the Krishna is everything, is overall, it is a deep statement, or it really comes from your heart and the conscience. Nothing can be done without his consent. All these imaginary propaganda, all it is real. But to live in reality, to live on, or only to preach. Fight for fight, that is not a very high stage. To ignore the fight. Let it go on in its own way, and I shall be busy in my own things. Let them come on the back, not in the front. They will come as the consequence of my previous lives. We shall show our back, and many wounds may come to my back. But in the front, there will be peace and the Krishna, and I shall make progress towards that. go forward towards Krishna. And my previous, the result of my previous activity, they may attack in my back. Ignoring them, I shall make progress towards the front. Krishna is everything, and that must be realized as truth within me. Otherwise, what value is that got? Only lip-deep propaganda. There must be life within to back this preaching. The words that come from our lips must be backed by spiritual realization that Krishna is all. Hare Krishna. In Manipur, some 100 years or 200 years, I don't remember, they are all Vaishnavites, the disciples of Narottam Thakur, the king also. And one general named Mr. Tikendrajit, he wanted to overthrow the influence of the British there. And he used for this war materials in the temple of Radha Govinda compound. And anyhow, the scent the British military got. And one captain or one military officer was sent to to find out the truth behind the rumor. And the king did not allow him to enter into the temple compound as a mlecha, but he forcibly entered. And the General Tikendrajit, he murdered him at once. That European general was murdered. Then the military force was sent to capture the whole people, and the special instruction that the temple compound that was utilized for this political purpose, so that must be demolished. And it was so demolished the deities on the the shores of Kanam, the whole temple and the deities was also smashed and destroyed. Then our Guru Maharaj was explaining the thing. And what is this? People said the deity was worshipped by the disciples of Narottam Thakur. They had not the power to protect themselves. Krishna has not power to protect themselves. They are all idols, dolls. What is this? Prabhupada explained in some other way that without the will of Krishna, nothing can be done. So, was it the will of Krishna that his worshipable figure will be demolished by the sword of Kanon? Nothing can, even a straw cannot move without the will of Krishna. And such a great thing, disaster was done by the will of Krishna. He told yes. Why? He explained, Archie Vishnu Shidadhi Guru Sharamati Vaishnavi Yati Bhanti. We generally identify the spiritual truth comes down in this mundane world. In our plane to help us in that form, but that is not same as wholesale spiritual. So to do away with our wrong conception that what we see, that deity, there, that is Krishna, to demolish that wrong idea, this was done by Krishna's will. Do you follow? Am I clear now?
Yes.
Arche Vishnu Shiladhi, Guru Sunaramati, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, Vishnu Urva, Vaishnavanam, Kulimalamatane, Padatithi, Ambu Buddhi, Vishnu Sarveshareshi, Tad Itarasamadhi, Yashva, Narukisha. We are really pilgrims to the hell by knowing only the superficial things. You mean thinking that this, what we see as stone, that is Krishna. Krishna is limited there. To do away with such conception, Krishna takes such bold step that I am not your, this sense conceived, I conceived stone piece. And something else to elevate you to that position. What was given by him to elevate you from the lowest position to somewhat again, that is demolished to give you some higher type. Suppose the national flag, national flag, that is the honor of a nation, but if the flag by the enemy party is captured and it is trodden under foot, of course that is something, it is dishonored, nation's honor is demolished, but still we have to think that the nation is there, and that is though honor of the of freedom, the freedom is related with that flag, but if that is torn to pieces or bruised under feet or maybe burned to ashes, but independence is maybe there. Again come and conquer the enemies. So some sort of relation is there. The honor of the freedom of a country is with the national flag, but still not the national flag represents the whole of the freedom in such a way. It is necessary, this vigra, but by that you must try to go further. That is a symbol given to you. And you are encouraged to see that it is he himself, not otherwise. But that himself is not what you conceive by your senses. You have to differentiate there. So elimination and acceptance. Progress means always. And here Bhaktivinoda Thakur, free. Always be unprejudiced to accept truth. Expectant to understand the revealed truth, and their comparative study in the revealed truth. As I told, the Christianity, Goswami Maharaj is here.
Yes.
The Christianity is static or stagnant, and this is dynamic. What is that?
He said, is the position of Jesus stagnant or dynamic and progressive?
It's Krishna conception. Dynamic and progressive, which?
Or static. Static.
Static is position. Christianity. Conception of Jesus is static.
He said, is the position of Jesus static what? Or dynamic?
Oh.
Is Jesus' position static or dynamic?
Static.
Can he make further progress?
You
were saying that Jesus, is his position dynamic or static. Because the Christians may say, well, he knows everything. So he said, is he barred from making any further progress? Is he a member of the dynamic world or the static world?
Add that consideration and the realization, then what is given by Jesus, fatherhood of Godhead, okay?
Amen.
Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari.
So, when we see the writings of Thakur Bhakti Vinod,
yes,
we see that he is discussing this comparative theism of Christianity and Vedanta and then the Bhagwat. He has this one English talk that he gave on the Bhagwat. And
Bhagwat speech.
Yes.
And booklet.
Do you know when he gave that?
In Dinajpur, when he was an officer in Dinajpur district, he gave that lecture. The Brahmo party, they are trying their best to take him towards their support. Mm-hmm. But there in Bhagavad speech he declared clearly, no connection with you. I am a servant of the Vaishnava creed. In his Bhagavad speech, openly he declared.
Yes, he spoke in that lecture. He mentioned Ram Mohan Roy,
yes,
who was the founder of the Brahmo Society.
And he asked them to make further progress.
Yes.
It is not ended there. With free will, they were to start with open inquiry. Then they will be able to see that what Mahaprabhu has told, that is not idolatry. Their main objection that this Vaishnavas, they are idolaters. No, it is not idolatry. You come to see in this light.
But when I was reading this of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it reminded me of so many things that your divine grace had told us at different times. Because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that you are carrying the conception of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So by examining these writings,
you are satisfied by that poem written by me so much that this is not his writing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has himself written it to me in mouth like that. It was so accurate representation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's creed to him that he remarked in this way. It is not written by him, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written it through him.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said in that lecture that when studying a particular author, that we must trace out his exact position in the line of thought.
Yes. And meant for whom? What section? Same author may write a book for the primary students, school students, college students.
Yes.
Same author may prepare such books. It is like Veda. Are different classes. according to the capacity and standard, they will accept the teachings. In Gita also, recommending many things as karma, gyan, bhakti, yoga, so many things. But there is a comparative study. If we are particular, we see that all taken towards bhakti, surrender. How karma ends in devotion, how gyan ends in devotion, how yoga ends in devotion, everything ends in devotion, the connection is given there. Who cannot, who miss this connection giving, they say, Gita has supported us, the revolutionary, political revolutionary people. They also get their support from Bhagavad Gita. So Gita has supported us, everyone. So Gita has given us support. But the link is there, ultimately leading towards devotion. And in the end, sarva-dharma, all phases of duty should be abandoned. Mamekam saranam bhaja. And the ultimate end will be to take refuge under my feet, clearly. And you will have not to repent for that. Amply rewarded you will be. Living aside all conceptions of duties you ever can imagine and understand, give up everything. So, give up everything you had acquired so far. So much risk you had to take. Whatever conception of duty you have got so far, give up everything. Krishna conception of Godhead is a revolutionary thing for which the right, my relationship with you, if you hear, it will seem to be you quite revolutionary. You have no independence, you are my wholesale mind. So, independently you are coming to sue transaction from me. You have come for transaction. Wholesale, every inch, you are mine, not outside me. That is your proper location. And you have come for transaction. You are a separate party, I am a separate party. Give up all such conceptions of duties and inquiries and everything, wholesale. You are mine, wholesale. That is Krishna. This is the truth. Prepare yourself for that. Saranagati. Mamekam saranam vraja. You know, to Arjuna also he told, Manmana bhava, mad bhaktu bhava, mad jaji bhava, maam namaskuru. Pratijane piyoshi. I promise you that I am everything. I am not deceiving you. You are my favorite. You are my friend, at least. I won't deceive you, cheat you. So, plainly speaking, Arjuna, I am everything of you. Painfully, he is speaking of himself to his friend Arjuna.